Hey there, welcome back. I'm Flat Rate Mechanic, and today we're diving into a topic that'll make any car enthusiast do a double take. We're talking about a Ferrari, or at least what claims to be a Ferrari, rolling around with some jaw-dropping 10-inch wheel spacers. Yeah, you heard that right, 10 inches. Now, I've seen some questionable mods in my time, but this one really takes the cake. So what's going on here? First off, let's break it down. When you see a Ferrari with 10-inch wheel spacers, there's a strong chance you're not looking at the real deal at all. One of the most common culprits for this kind of situation is the Pontiac Fiero. You see, back in the day, these Fieros gained popularity because of their mid-engine layout, which is somewhat similar to actual Ferraris. Some folks would slap body kits on them, attempting to turn them into a Ferrari replica. But here's the kicker. The Fiero's track width and wheel fitment are nowhere near what a real Ferrari has. So when someone tries to make those wheels sit wider for that aggressive look, they end up resorting to these ridiculous spacers. And, I mean ridiculous. We're talking about spacers that push the wheels so far out that they're basically in the next zip code. But wait, there's more to consider. A lot of people think that bigger wheel spacers automatically make their car look more aggressive and performance-oriented. The reality? Excessive spacers can wreak havoc on your suspension geometry, overload your wheel bearings, and create some serious safety hazards. If you need more than an inch or two of spacing, chances are something else is wrong with your setup. Now let's chat about what's normal when it comes to wheel spacers on real performance cars. Most reputable manufacturers recommend spacers ranging from about 5 millimeters to 25 millimeters. That's roughly 0.2 to 1 inch. These small spacers serve a legit purpose. They help clear brake calipers or fine-tune your track width for better handling. But here's the kicker. Ferrari engineers already designed these cars with pretty much perfect geometry. You really shouldn't need more than a quarter inch to half inch spacer, and even that's only if you're running non-OEM wheels. So when you jump to 10 inches, you're not making adjustments. You're completely redesigning how the suspension works, and not in a good way. Those wheels are going to stick out way past the fenders. The suspension components are put under stress they were never designed to handle, and your wheel bearings, well, let's just say they're not too happy about it. Speaking of safety, this isn't just about aesthetics. It's legitimately dangerous. Installing such thick wheel spacers fundamentally changes how forces are transmitted through your suspension and wheel bearings. Imagine this. Your wheel bearings are designed to handle loads in specific directions. When you push that wheel 10 inches further away from the hub, you create this massive lever arm. Every bump, every turn, every bit of braking force gets amplified, making what was once manageable feel like an uphill battle. Now here's a thought that keeps me up at night. If any of the wheel studs or bolts work loose, you could face a serious situation, like a wheel coming off while you're driving. I've seen it happen before, and trust me, it's not pretty. This is why you won't find any legitimate spacer manufacturers producing anything close to 10-inch spacers. They know it's unsafe. So, let's say you actually need wheel spacers the right size for valid reasons. How do you install them properly? Well, first things first. Tools. You'll need a torque wrench, a jack with jack stands, a wire brush, some anti-seize lubricant, extended wheel bolts, and wheel chocks. When you're ready, clean those mating surfaces like your life depends on it. Any dirt or debris between the hub and the spacer, or between the spacer and the wheel, can cause some serious problems. Make sure your spacers are hub-centric, which means they have a raised lip that centers on your hub. This is crucial for proper weight distribution and a smooth ride. Oh, and here's a pro tip. Before you tighten anything, do a test fit. Spin the wheel by hand and check for any wobble. Trust me, it's much easier to catch problems now than later when you're out for a drive. Most importantly, when it comes to torque specifications, you'll want to stick with what your specific vehicle and spacers recommend. Typically, you're looking at around 85 to 90 feet-pounds for the spacer hardware. And after you install everything, don't forget to re-torque after about 50 miles. Spacers can settle in, and you want to make sure everything stays tight. All right, let's talk money for a sec. Quality wheel spacers from reputable manufacturers can run anywhere from $150 to $400 for a set. Sure, you can find cheaper options online, but those are often the ones that fail and lead to catastrophic problems. Is saving $100 really worth putting your safety on the line? So to wrap it up, whether you're looking at a Ferrari with outrageous wheel spacers or considering making modifications yourself, remember that safety should always come first. Stick with what's proven and tested, and when in doubt, consult a professional. Thanks for listening. I hope you learned something new today. And next time you see a car with some questionable mods, ask yourself, what's really going on under the hood? I'll catch you in the next one.